With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Fall sports are now underway also at Prescott High School, as two of their fall sports are now underway, with practice being both girls golf and cross country for the boys and girls. And as of now, football and volleyball will start in early September. Prescott High School Athletic Director Matt Smith joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday for an update as to where fall sports are at this week. And as he tells fans throughout the Tri-County area, it's just nice to have the kids out competing once again.
Yeah, it's good. You know, to see the kids back and doing stuff, it's refreshing, and it's just a positive thing moving forward. And we keep drilling home, you know, being safe, being smart, being healthy, and making sure that we're understanding the guidelines and considerations laid out there. And it's just, yeah, it's fun, you know, talking with the coaches again with their plans moving ahead. And, you know, they're optimistic about, you know, moving forward and having a season and doing things the right way and keeping people healthy. So, yeah, it's a lot of excitement around, and it's just good to see the kids' faces again and, you know, make sure that they're involved with stuff. It's just important from the mental health aspect side of things.
The Cardinals are also very excited about the first two groups of kids that are coming out for fall sports, with the Prescott Cardinals girls golf team having a wonderful year in 2019 as the state runner-up, and now you have the boys and girls Cardinals cross-country running teams trying to surge back to the top of the Middle Border Conference. Over the first couple of days of practice, it's been very competitive. Coach Smith with more.
They've both fired up on Monday, and you know, girls golf will have their first invitational, their first meet here on Friday. They're heading up to Amory for that, so they're excited. Talking to Coach Soleil this morning, said a lot of competition going on in practice with tryouts, and you know, he said it's just new with the COVID and the considerations we have with that, but he says, you know, they're taken seriously, and the girls are focused, excited about the season, and you know, any opportunity that they have, they're just not taking it for granted. They're going out, they're working hard, and you know, these girls have put a ton of work in, you know, since last year with the state runner-up, and there's a lot of talent coming back, and they've put in their time, and they're just excited for the opportunity. You know, and you hit on the cross-country team, you know, you look at them coming in, they same thing, you know, the kids that put the work in, you know, over the summer, getting the miles in and whatnot, now is where they reap fruits of that labor. So, you know, the conditions have been great for them for practice this week with the weather, and, you know, same thing, they're just following the guidelines and considerations laid out there, and they're talking with Coach Lon, and, you know, she's excited about the season coming up, and they'll be running against conference opponents, much like our girls' golf team. It'll basically be conference schedules only. With the girls' golf, we'll have a couple meets, like Rice Lakes, that's our sectional meet there to get up there and just get rounded on that course competitively. With our cross-country, just a conference-only schedule, and, you know, they're fired up for that, and seeing where they land there in the conference, and, you know, they have some high hopes, and, yeah, we're just excited about the entire opportunity in the fall here.
With cross country and girls golf now underway, we know the final two sports to start their season will be volleyball and football. And as it stands in the final third of August, the Middle Border Conference will still have a conference season for both football and volleyball. Now, this is a very fluid situation that could change at any time, but Smith gives an update as to where both sports stand now as we get closer to their first practice.
Yeah, you know, the situation's very fluid, and, you know, we got to offer flexibility, but kind of our mantra that we're looking at right now is it's still on until we're told that it's canceled or it's postponed or it's a no-go. We get the red light. So, you know, we obviously have to keep safety and health at the forefront, and we've been working with the WIAA with their considerations. We've been in contact with Pierce County Health Department and just kind of talking through things. There is some risk involved, you know, anytime play any sport, and then now you add in the COVID situation, and you have to be smart about how you go about it. And so, you know, we have a plan that's laid out considerations from the WIA and, you know, in communication with the county, that we're going to give it a go. And, you know, our thought process is it's good for the kids to be involved, you know, to have the guidelines and have the supervision of coaches and advisors to be overseeing our activities. If things do not go well and we have a situation that we can't continue, then we understand we need to hit the brakes. And, you know, until then, we're going to do our best to stay safe and, you know, follow the considerations and guidelines. And like I said, you know, that social and emotional health is a big piece of, I think, student growth and development. And in talking with the WIAA, that's something that they really feels important, and I agree with that. So with volleyball and football here, the plan is to start September 7th, and it would be a conference-only schedule for both. And like you said, in terms of spectators and whatnot, it's going to look very, very different. Inside for volleyball, we would not have any spectators. It'd all be live stream. And football would be maybe immediate family only, like capped at maybe 50 people. and we'll see what that could look like. That could also be, you know, no one's allowed into that just because of, it's tough to police, I guess you could say. But we're going to offer live streams for everything. Still a very fluid situation, and we're just, like I said, excited for the opportunities that we have right now, and hope everyone can stay safe and healthy, and, you know, give everyone that opportunity to compete and be a part of a team.
Smith also wants to remind student athletes, fans, parents, and even media members that information is changing hourly and is very fluid. But the Prescott High School administration will be in constant contact with the media, including KDWA, and we will work together to get any information to families in the Prescott School District.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as we get information, the one thing I've always told, you know, parents and our athletes and coaches is when it's concrete, we'll let people know. If every little change that came across my desk, if I, you know, tweeted out or sent out an email, there'd be 7-8 of them a day. And so, you know, I'm not going to hound people with things. When it's concrete and things are figured out, we'll communicate that out, and it can still change after that. You know, everything's day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute with some things. But like we said, our hope is we can offer some opportunities in a safe, controlled, healthy manner with school opening up here, that our kids can be involved and be a part of a team. That camaraderie, that character building is an important part of students and any human being's well-being, and that's what we're looking to offer. But yeah, we'll get, you know, information out on schedules and whatnot, and if it's a thing that we cannot open to spectators, we appreciate their flexibility and patience. We will make live streaming available, and, you know, fingers crossed that all of that goes on without a glitch and whatnot. And we're just excited about what's coming up here and to get things ramped up here for the fall, as some already have and then some in the future. So it's just a good place to be right now, and I just appreciate everyone that's supporting us.
That was Prescott High School Athletic Director and Assistant Principal Matt Smith. We will have more on the upcoming 2020 fall sports season at Prescott High School over the next couple of weeks. Fall sports will begin live on KDWA Radio next Thursday, August 27th. That's when the Hastings Raiders boys and girls soccer teams hit the field for their first games of the year on the road in a doubleheader format at North St. Paul. We'll have your boys game at 5 o'clock p.m. with the girls to follow at 7 from Polar Stadium in North St. Paul. The second broadcast of the year will be on Saturday the 29th. The Hastings Raiders boys soccer team will travel to Matamidi. We'll have a recap of the girls game that will be during the Super Saver Radio Shopping Show, and then we'll have the kickoff to follow at noon on the 29th. The Raiders soccer teams will continue their road swing on KDWA on Tuesday the 1st of September. That's when the Raiders will travel to Henry Sibley and their brand new turf field in West St. Paul. A 5 p.m. start for the girls, 7 p.m. for the boys. Then the Raiders will open their home season, well, the boys anyway, at home against St. Thomas on Thursday the 3rd. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.